sunny. We had bright lit night. Because we were suffering from Amanina. So this is Chiddush Malchum Suda, we have the whole Suda name. Okay. Tonight's discussion is about Chiddush Malchum Suda, but specifically as it relates to Chiddush during the day. There's a very, very prevalent minhag. We talked about what one makes Chiddush on in the Chiddush and Shul yesterday, but not only what one makes Chiddush on is important, but there's a very prevalent minhag to have a Chiddush and Shul on Shabbos morning, and to go home later, and then have a whole Suda. And there are two major minhagim in Klal Yisrael as to what one does at that Suda. Some people go home and make Chiddush again, and some people don't. Now, if the wives and the daughters were not in shul, then obviously you have to make Chiddush again because you have to be motzi them. But even if everyone went to shul, there was an offer, there was a good Chiddush, everyone went, everyone heard Chiddush from the Rav, there are some people that still make Chiddush again when they come home, and other people that don't. There's two different minhagim. So we'll get to the bottom of that discussion tonight, try to explain the background each way, and we'll go through some of the general halachos of Chiddush Malchum Suda, specifically as it pertains to Suda Sayom of Shabbos. Let's begin with the introduction to the whole chiv of Suda Ultimate. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Kuf Vav and Aleph tells us, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, Yochreyu al Yayin B'Chmisaso. We learn from the Pesach of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, the Zachiv of Zachira al HaYayin, when Shabbos enters. The Gemara says, if you don't do Kiddush when Shabbos enters, let's say you don't have wine, or you don't have a meal, then to the Eved, you should do Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Well, the Chachila, there's a mitzvah of making Kiddush on Friday night in order to be in Kaddish as the Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ein li ava balayla bayom yinayin Talmud Gemara, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos as Yom HaShabbos. So, Zachar is the Shabbos is telling us the Zachir of Kiddush. When it says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, that's the Riboy which tells us not only Kiddush at night, even Kiddush during the day. Says the Gemara, Biyom mai mevarech Amar Rav Yehuda borei Pre Hadofen. What does the Kiddush of the day consist of? Just the bracha of Barei Pre Hadofen. So, it's quite clear from the Gemara two things. Number one, that there's a chiv of Kiddush during the day and Kiddush at night. And there is something special, though, we'll see that it's a little more in a few minutes, about Kiddush B'Chnisaso. There's a specific idea about being Mekadosh at the Shabbos at night. When Shabbos comes, which does not necessarily apply to during the day because we already made Kiddush at night. Meaning, it might be the Kiddush during the day is a different function than Kiddush at night because Kiddush at night is specifically B'chnisaso. As the day enters, we should sanctify Shabbos. That's like in New York, you probably have it in Baltimore too, they have this turn Friday night into Shabbos. And National Jewish Avenue. So, turn Friday night into Shabbos, that's really the chiv we all have for Kiddush. The Kiddush of Friday night is specifically turn Friday night into Shabbos, and we'll explore if the Kiddush of Shabbos day it has the same identity. Perhaps it has a totally different function. One might see that it has a different function from the Gemara here that says, what's the bracha one makes for Kiddush? No bracha arucha of Kiddush, just barei pri hadofen. We know there is a minhag, of course, to say psukim before, and there is the most popular minhag is to say alkein. And the Achronim Poskim point out that minhag is not really so correct just to say alkein. Because Al-Kenwa, first of all, Al-Kenwa doesn't make sense. Second of all, we have a din that Kol Pasuk L'Pasim Moshe Anang L'Hushkino. We don't make our own Sukkim up. And Al-Ken is the middle of a Pasuk. So where does Al-Ken come from? I think the Makar HaMinhav is just the fact that it used to be people said Vishamru Lo. And then to get everyone's attention, they said Al-Ken, Berach Hashem, they said it loud. Maybe that was the only part people heard, and that became the only part some people say, just the Al-Ken part. So it's definitely a very, very widespread Minhav. But in the real Makar HaDvarim, it's not really so appropriate because it doesn't really make so much sense.
How does that attached?
Yeah, so we're going to get to that. So that's very strange, precisely. The Gemara says that Kiddush at night is to make Shabbos, to be Makadosh at the Shabbos B'chnisaso. And then right after the Gemara says, for the day, all you say is Repi HaDvarim, which leads us to say perhaps the function of Kiddush during the day is not to be Makadosh HaSayom. We'll see what it's for. Perhaps. One could say yes. But we'll see a little bit more in the Rishonim in a few minutes. But as we know from the Gemara already, it's only Barei Pri Hadofen. Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim quotes two opinions among the Rishonim as to how much of Kiddush Al Yayin is Daraisa. We quoted this a little bit outside a few days ago. So Chayal Yayin tells us on the same daf, Hai Zechira, Hai Nu Kiddush. Zechira means Kiddush proper, the bruch. Vayechuvu, Lamatinu Alakos, Elabutfila. We don't really find as a chiv to say Vayechuvu. Vayechuvu Chazal made as part of our text on Friday night in davening. But Vayechuvu doesn't really have to be in Kiddush. There's a minhag, an old minhag, to say it, but that's not an integral part of Kiddush. The integral part of Kiddush really is Kiddush of the bracha of being mechadish as a Shabbos. That's point number one that makes, just as an observation. You shouldn't think Vayechuvu is really part of Kiddush. V'nireh, the Kiddush al-Yayin is Mastahi. Tells us things that Kiddush al-Yayin, the fact that you have to say Kiddush itself is the Raisa. How do we know? Because Pashat in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that there's a Pasuk. The Chara and Shemash Abbas Lutashuv, if the Gemara is Darshan and the Pasuk, that leads us to presume that it's a Mitzvah Midaraisa. But Tosa says, so with Midaraisa is the very fact that you have to say Kiddush. But Aliyayin is only in its Masa. And Tosa, I left out, Tosa says a few proofs. One of the questions he's dealing with is the Gemara in the Darim. It's also a person who's no Darim in Aliyayin. And from that Gemara, it seems that the very fact that you have to have wine is Rabbanah. Even though the fact that Nifmei Kiddush itself is Daraisa. That's Tosa's opinion. That's the opinion most Rishonim hold by. That Kiddush al Yayin, the Yayin part is Rabbanah, even though there's still a few in the Daraisa. But then Tosa themselves quote one other opinion, but oh, Masino Meimar, the Kiddush al Yayin Dvar Torah, the Kiddush on the wine itself, that is Daraisa. Alohaz Omer Havavarach Surah Shu Yitom, Zehom is Rabbanah. So Kiddush al Yayin is Daraisa. It's only this Imas HaPost which is in Rabbanah, meaning according to the level of the Torah, it might be the one that's made Kiddush Aliyayin. The toast is chashivus to the wine, to the Kiddush. You didn't necessarily have to drink it. For example, a good mashal might be like a toast. You toast someone, so the ikar point is that you stand them up and toast them someone a la toast. You don't necessarily have to drink it. I mean, yeah, it's better to have the glasses clink, like the drain do. That definitely is part of the toast. But the ikar part of the toast is just that Aliyayin or al ha-chashiv beverage, you're toasting someone. Even if you don't drink it, that's not so ma'afi. So, this opinion of Tosfos holds that the ikar point of the Kiddush is that it's alayayin. That's chashuv. The drinking was the rabbinic idea.
So, if for some reason that scenario would play out, you just wouldn't say break your
gotten? Not so clear. It's a good point. It's not clear. It might be that for a period of time, there's a strange Rashi, or Shasta points out, that says that the reason you have to drink wine by Kiddush is because once you say Berakhi Adolphin, it's not right to say Berakhi Adolphin and not drink your toast. Again, you say Berakhi Adolphin, the reason you have to drink is because it's not right to say Berakhi Adolphin and not drink your toast. Strange. It sounds, you would have said, the reason you say Berakhi Adolphin is because you want to drink your toast. It actually says the other way around. The reason you have to drink is because it's not right to say Berakhi Adolphin and not drink. So Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Rav, from a resolution that he thought what you see from Rashi is that the bracha of Berakhi Adolphin has two purposes. Sometimes it's the bracha Hananin, and sometimes it's the bracha Shalach Ma'adoya. It itself could be a bracha Shalach Ma'adoya even if you're not drinking. Meaning it might be that you say Berakhi Adolphin just as the bracha Shalach to make Kiddush Chashuv without drinking. And then later on, Chazal said, it's more appropriate. If you say Berakhi Adolphin, which also doubles the bracha Hananin, it's appropriate to drink too. But it might be that bracha Adolphin could have been said even without the actual drinking. It's a very interesting observation that
Where's the Rashi?
I forget what Rashi is. I'll give that to you.
So you could do Kopa
Krishna
without necessarily drinking.
Right, that's another Rashi as far as there's an Aries and Rishon Sun, that's a similar idea. Right, it sounds like that the Hagotan is the and then the drinking really is sort of the next part.
It seems to appear that way.
Right. Exactly. It's all tied together. Right. Same thing. So, those are the two opinions in Rashi, in Tosus. Number one, that the Ima itself is Rabbanon, but the Kiddush on the Yain is the Raisa. And the more popular opinion of Rishon is that the Ima itself is the Rabbanon, the Kiddush al Yain is Rabbanon, and the Kiddush itself is the Raisa. This idea, just as a tangent, this is a major springboard for the Afronim to wonder. If we presume that usually a person who's on the level of Rabbanon can't be motzi a person who's on the level of Daraisa. For example, if a person is chayiv in Kiddush with Daraisa, then a 10-year-old who's chayiv in Kiddush only Rabbanon, which is a chinuch, can't be motzi the mature man who's chayiv with Daraisa. which is why there's the famous idea of Reis HaDadim Ravava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. What happens Friday night when a person goes to shul and davens and they say some sort of kiddush and davening, then they come home and their wives, we know wives are fighting kiddush with their Reis because of the Hefer, Zohar and Shomer, just like they're fighting the Los Asay, they're fighting the Asay. So a woman is chayiv with their Reis and kiddush, but the husband was chayiv with their Reis, now he's chayiv with their Rabbanon. So how can the husband who's chayiv with their Rabbanon be mostly the wife? So usually we would say arvus. Usually we would say that there's arvus. As we say, yatsa moksi. But some Rishonim seem to imply that there's no arvus by nashim. For whatever reason, based on a drasha, that if a woman was the only one that wasn't yotze, maybe you cannot then be moksi her again. Which is why they point out...
Havdalah.
Right, the Havdalah is a big problem. Havdalah is all the structure also. They were after a woman or chayavos. Right. So that's also meaning, if you already were yotze Havdalah, then even if there was arvus by nashim, still will be a problem because if the woman's not chayav, so you can't say Havdalah again just for her because she might have been chayav altogether. So, but
I know, just talking about Havdalah, you know, years ago, Shalom Kalman was in our Havdalah club. One Shabbos, when Reb Shefter came and Shalom's turned to do it, Reb Shefter saw Shalom making Havdalah in Shul.
Yeah.
What are you making Havdalah in Shul for? You want to go home? That was it. Shalom dropped out of his Havdalah. He dropped out of the Havdalah club because Reb Shefter said, can't make it chill and they go home and make it
That's because he has all girls. That's because if it was a man, another man, that would be okay. That's not so fashionable with all the grandmothers always had on the phone. So I don't know, maybe that's just the grandmothers always had to have that on the phone. When I was growing up, with my friends, sometimes the father used to call up the phone, the grandmother on the phone, and they finished her on the phone. So maybe that's just she didn't know how to make it herself.
Very changed. No, it's hard to imagine it really works. But I thought that, all my friends, I never, it never happened in my family. We don't have friends that day. I thought that was like a, whatever. Right, it's very, wasn't a, cruel. I didn't like it, so I went to my grandmother myself. Oh, right, that's very, I had in mind not to be yotze with my mom. Right, that's the problem that happens. If a person's in shul and they're making kiddush, it's not so pashut that they can, if they're just listening to kiddush, to Havdalah, that itself might create a problem. I mean, if they have to go home to make Havdalah for girls, and they were in shul, it might be they were yotze already in shul. Unless they really have someone to not be yotze, then it's not so fun.
That's why it's better to talk right now.
Most people don't have someone to be yotze.
The question is, what about Sam? I mean, what
okay. Most people realize that they're not
right, so they have to realize
that they're
sure. Okay, that's as far as the question of the Zedem Rebaba. What about the husband and the wife? If there's no idea of Arvos by Nashim, so you don't have yotze motzi. So there are two popular answers. The simple answer is that the wife was yotze her chiyuv d'oraisa somehow by saying the Shabbos or some other minimal source of way of saying kiddush was already enough for her d'oraisa. So the drabanan, she's also drabanan. They're both drabanan, so it's okay. That this creates a whole literature in the afroda. Maybe you need to, make, to mention these yitzchayim to be yotze kiddush d'oraisa. So maybe the Shabbos is not enough. Big discussion. That's but some point out that could be there are people, there are women who don't necessarily have time to daven Meir the whole week. But they'll still daven on Friday night. There's such a minhag. So it might be the source of that minhag is that they, if they're davening, then at least on the same level as the husband, then we'll call it as they're okay. It's an interesting idea based on this idea of two aspects of Kiddush, Alayayin and Kiddush itself. Okay. That's the Makar for Kiddush. Then the Gemara of Sakam a few davenim earlier, the Kuf Amadei says that the Nakuda of Kiddush from Akam Suda says the Gemara of Osam Bnei Adam, Shekitru Beit HaKnesses, those people that made Kiddush in shul, Amar Rav, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu. The bracha of Bar Pia Dofen, they weren't yotze. That means that if they heard Kiddush in shul and they go home and want to have wine, they have to make Bar Pia Dofen again. The bracha from shul doesn't carry over. Nothing to do with halach, nothing to do with Kiddush, just Bar Fanenin. You can't be yotze with Pia Dofen in shul for your su'udah. But Yidei Kiddush, Yotzu. The din of Kiddush itself, they were yotze. Once they heard Kiddush in shul, even though it was an island, it was not related to any su'udah per se, they were yotze. Shmuel Amar, ask the Kiddush lo yotzu.
There's no differentiating between night and day, right?
No night and day at all. Shmuel says that the Kiddush lo yotzu. Not only was it Yayin, even Kiddush they were not yotze because other Zemara continues a few lines later. But other Shmuel was Hamei. This is Shmuel according to his own Suara. Amar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush el Makom Suda. The only time you can make Kiddush, the only time Kiddush works is if it's in a place where there is a Suda. And the Gemara explains the reason, according to Shmuel, then why they bother doing this? Why do they make Kiddush and Shul together? If it doesn't work, why do they do it? So the famous Gemara explains that usually
people
are used to...
Right.
And this minhag is so old, meaning it's already a minhag that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch for not being necessary. It's quoted, I mean, in the Gemara. And the Gemara says it's not necessary, but nevertheless it was an old minhag at the time. The Gemara was an old minhag. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes it and says, it's an old minhag, but if you don't have to, there's really no reason to do it. The Achronim point out, then, so, I don't understand. Why is there are many people that don't do it. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes some that do it. But the Gemara already says there's no purpose. If there's no one that sleeps in shul, there's no purpose to make Kiddush Friday night in shul. So why do we bother? So the Rishbura points out that the Achronim say that the reason is, there's some health benefit. It's supposed to help for Ayefus Haberkayim. It's supposed to help if your legs are tired. Some, whatever, some sort of health benefit that it's supposed to have.
It's supposed to help too.
You mean the Mekadosh or the pictures? I don't know.
Are we talking on Friday night?
Friday night, meaning...
Isn't the Minikas of Arkham?
Yeah, no, yeah. So the Gemara already says that it's only because of Arkham and there's no Arkham. And the Shulchan Aruch points out the Minikas exists. But we have no Arkham as Manazeh,
we'll
so there's...
Okay, you know.
Right,
like,
right. No. You could have said that, but the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out there is such a minhag, but we don't really have the reason for it anymore. So, why bother doing it? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Malkan Avraham point out, that there is some sort of idea that helps for Ayefus Haberkayim. It helps, that could be why the minhag still exists. But it's definitely understandable that many places don't have the minhag because there's really no reason for it. Now, that's the Gemara about Kiddush Malkan Shudah. Again, that's really talking about night. It happens to apply during the day too, but it really is playing at night.
We don't passing like Rob the sewer, right? So why
are
we passing like Shmuel?
It's a good question.
Here?
It's a good question. Why are we passing like Shmuel? But Halacha Maisa, all the Rishonim, you passing Halacha Maisa like Shmuel. Of course, I have a predisposition that since I like the name Shmuel, that we should pass like Shmuel. So then the Rashbam, another Shmuel, the Rashbam on that Gemara explains what Pshat is in Tiddush Makom Suda. Very interesting Rashbam, which one. If you read carefully, might be a cheat to understanding Pshat and Tiddush Makom Suda. Since the Rashbam, Aski de Tiddush Lo Yatsu, meaning Pshat and Shmuel, for the Pshat and Tamil Tamei, which the Gemara explains in a few lines, the Gemara that we saw, Ein Tiddush El Makom Suda. So the Rashbam is going to give us two reasons, which might be disagreeing. The first reason that you need Tiddush Makom Suda, the Ksiv, Betarasa Lo Shabbos Oneg, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Betarasa Lo Shabbos Oneg, and we darshan, B'makom Sh'at Zakari Lo Shabbos. Tomar, Kriya de Kiddush. So where are you saying Kiddush? Sham Tihiyatehe Onev Umedrashu. Meaning, so what's the Rashbam saying? It sounds like from the Rashbam that the point he's driving at is that when you're making Kiddush, that's the place the Suda should be. Meaning, the Suda should be together with Kiddush. It's really Suda oriented. That it's the place you're making, when the Torah says you should make Kiddush, and you should when Chazal say you should make Kiddush and you should have a Suda, so that's not a coincidence. The Suda should be where Kiddush is, which sounds like it's not 100% clear, but it sounds from the Rashbam that the main point is Suda oriented. The Suda should be following Kiddush because it's necessary for the Suda, for the Oneg, to be there. And it's Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, he doesn't talk about the Rashbam, but he says the Rush is quite clear this way because the Rush turns a few words around here, and the Rush says quite clearly that the Oneg should be following the Kiddush. That the point of Tiddush Makom Suda is that the Oneg has to be, he says, B'makom Oneg Shamtei Kiddush. Instead of Makom Kiddush Shamtei Oneg, B'makom Oneg, where you're having the Suda, that's where the Kiddush should be. Meaning the main point is that your Oneg has to have Kiddush before it. Sounds like, what's the point? The point is, in some way, the way to differentiate a Friday night Suda and a Thanksgiving dinner, is that where the Oneg is, we'll have Kiddush, and that will make it into a Suda Shabbos. So the Rashbam is probably saying that, but it's quite clear in the Rush, because the Rush turns around, B'makom Oneg Sham Tei Kriya, that the place where you're making the Kiddush is Mitzah the Suda. The next opinion in the Rashbam seems to disagree. Inami Tzvarahu, Mid'ikva Kiddush Aliyayin Tzitani L'kaman, from the fact that we know the Chazal said Kiddush has to be Dastra on wine, that's our Gemara we saw on the top. Mistama, it just makes sense. It's just Misvara. When Chazal said that you should make Kiddush Aliyayin, so probably part of that passage was that they didn't say you should make Kiddush on wine in general. It meant a Chashuv wine. The most Chashuv wine is wine that's during a meal. Meaning, you could have disagreed, but it's just Minasvara, the Rashbam is saying. It's Mistabra that the Kiddush Chazal we're talking about. The Kiddush Aliyayin, that's what I was talking about, was on the most important wine, which is wine of the Suda. So according to this idea in the Rashbam, the focus really is on the Kiddush itself. The first shot seems to hold that the reason Kiddush has to be Makam Suda is because the Suda has to be inaugurated with Kiddush. The second chat in the Rashbam seems to hold that Kiddush needs wine, and for the Kiddush to be the best Kiddush it can be, you need to have wine which is meal wine, not just stam wine. So it's really nothing to do with the Suda. It's really Kiddush itself has to be a Chashuv Kiddush, and that is done when it's in the context of a Suda, but not that it's because of the Suda, but it's as far as the Kiddush.
Is the second opinion saying that the Suda is kind of effecting a valid Kiddush? Is that what?
Or at least it's affecting the wine, meaning it's somehow...
In other words, there's a kiyum in the Kiddush because of the Suda.
That's what it sounds like, in some way, right. The wine is made more kosher because of the Suda, and that type of wine that is mistaber chazal that you should use for Kiddush, right?
If you had like a $200 bottle of wine with no Suda there, so according to that second one, since the yain is kosher,
You could have said that except once chazal formalized the din, meaning this is what was causing Chazal to make a formal din like that. Once they made the din formal, then you can't really find
another
din.
Well, not the main of the two.
Oh, we'll see.
It seems like what we do and have a piece of cake after the Kiddush, it's in order to make the Kiddush valid enough that you're not necessarily having to do it again when you get home.
Perhaps. We'll see. That's right. This is really Kiddush at night, the studio, maybe, but Kiddush during the day, also really. We'll have to talk about the Kiddush. This will really have a lot of nice ramifications as far as tradition that we're talking about in shul. So that's the same as Rashbam. And again, Rav Moshe doesn't quote this Rashbam, but in a tshuva, in a long tshuva about Kiddush, Rav Moshe does highlight the Rush, which clearly says, in one opinion, that the whole point of the Kiddush is to make the Suda important. What is a Suda? When we talk about Kiddush, Makom Suda, what is a Suda? So the first opinion is Tosus and Masechet Pesachim. That Gemara with Rav and Shmuel about Kiddush, Makom Suda. So on the side of the Gemara, there's a Tosus, and Tosus explains what they think Kiddush Makom Suda means. Zokaisus imu midi nire tahainu imas lechem. The Gemara there says a story where when Amora told his Talmidim, if you're having Kiddush, eat something along with it. So it's imu midi. Tosus says, what's this Amora telling his Talmidim to eat? It's mistaber that what he's telling them to eat is lechem. Imu midi nire tahainu imas lechem. If we say that minei tardima, like mizonos, light snacks, help for Suda Shabbos, hainu davka b'suda shlishis. That's only by the third Suda of Shabbos. Although what was Suda Shabbos, shame ikar kavod Shabbos. We know, and this is the way we pass it in, a person cannot be yotze Suda Rishon or Suda Shniyah of Shabbos with cake. There's a question if one can even be yotze Suda Shlishis with cake. There are three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. One opinion is fruits. The second opinion is even cake. And the third opinion is lechem. So Dvar Torah is also right. That's what a Rebbe Man Rav Shalom did. From Shara Torah pointed out that they quote from the Shalah can be yotze with Dvar Torah, but then other people point out not so pashut. Because if you say a good Shulchan Torah and then someone upshlogs it, so there goes your Shalom Siddhis. He said, but if you say a good Dvar Torah and you say the upshlog, so either way you yotze, you know, you yotze as far as either the Dvar Torah or the way you can disprove it. Right, that's the other approach to the Torah. But in Shulchan Aruch we find really three food approaches. Number one, bread. Number two, minei tardima, mizonos snacks. Number three, even shahakol or eight type of fruits. So Tosafot says, we know that the mizonos idea only is found by Shal Suddis, never by the first or second Suda. So when it's mistaber, when the Samora said to his Talmidim, have Kiddush and taste something, he meant have real lechem. So Tosafot seems to imply that what you need to have is lechem. But the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch also quote the famous opinion of the Gaonim. Kasvar Gaonim, Hada minin ein Kiddush el b'makom Suda, ein tzarif shir mersham kol Suda, so, el afiu achad av remuot, even if you ate a little bit, o shasa kos yayin, shechayel lo bracha, yasa yidei Kiddush. If you drink a revius, bracha means bracha achrona, if you drink enough wine to make you have to say a bracha achrona, that's enough for Kiddush b'makom Suda.
But it doesn't sound like he requires enough mizonos to make a bracha.
Right, it doesn't say, but the pashrus they point out. Right, the pashrus means that dover muat must be something which is a significant shear. You're right. It doesn't sound like it from the.
I would say the pashrus because the lashon machal.
That's true. But and it's, what's also interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch drops this. The Shulchan Aruch, we don't have it on the sheet here, but the Shulchan Aruch drops the dover muat part. Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Gaonim as far as yain is concerned. So that but it, you're right. You would have said that. I think the Chacham pointed out, though, it can't be that the Ramuot means something which is halachically insignificant, because if it has to be some sort of suda, there has to be some sort of shear, which the Torah would. But you're right. The strict understanding of the words seems to imply not like that. So the Ra'onim quoting the Torah have a world famous opinion, which almost no one does. You could use some yayin for Kiddush Malchum Suda. What does this mean? So the Mishnah points out on the next page that Tashir, on the top of page base, Dainu Sheyishta Shir Revius, that's the Shir of Chayiv Bracha, the Yesh Omrim, She'eno Yote De Kiddush Malchum Suda, Afil Yishta Shir Revius, Rasar Wishos Revius Yayin Lovad Koshal Kiddush. That the Mishnah quotes, and this is the way people should do it, that it's not enough to have, usually to have a chav. If you have your whole bether, that's Kiddush Malchum Suda, because you drank a revius of wine or grape juice. So the Mishnah quotes Safar and they say no. You need to have an additional revius as your Suda, meaning the first cup of wine, or even half a cup of wine, the first revius or row revius is your Kiddush, and then a whole other revius is necessary for the Suda. That makes the Kiddush Malchum Suda.
So if you combine this with last night's shear, schnapps,
yeah, you can have a little bit of schnapps.
Right, right.
So you have your might see other people and you drink a road of peace amongst you.
Right.
That's what
then,
we talked about last night.
Right. Then you just need to have
a little bit more revius, right? Or was it
a little bit more than a revius.
Right.
And
was
it's only if you're by yourself you would need
100%. And was then even if let's say only one person makes Kiddush and everyone else did not drink anything, all they need is one whole revius.
Right.
Meaning the only the double revius is only there's one Kiddush Revius, whichever you do with your Kiddush Revius, do whatever you're supposed to do with your Kiddush Revius. But one thing is that you always have to have one special Revius for Yayin. So for other people, they could just get away with one Revius for the Malchum Suda, that would be enough, because they didn't have to drink the first cup at all. But for the Mekadosh, you have to have the Revius plus whenever you have to drink from the first cup.
I remember
They don't differentiate.
I remember learning once that if you have a situation where you're in Shul and there are no Katanim there, so what do you do? So you're supposed to drink it yourself, but not just drink Te'ima Bovad, because then you would have a problem with Kiddush Malchum Suda. Yeah, so that's why you're supposed to drink the whole Revius, so that would be, at least in some opinions,
right.
But it's
Malchum
only
Malchum.
One Revius, you don't have to
right. So, well, that's two, that's my focus, which we're close to different Akronim. Interesting. I mean, that's just what you'll say, at least Malchum Suda, according to the Onim. Right. And the Onim really don't say that's it in Bayom. According to the Onim, it should even be the Laila. So, the Magen Avraham comes up with a world famous kula, which we all do, second nature. Says the Magen Avraham, based upon these Gaonim, nearly, again, predicated upon these Gaonim, the Ochel Mine Targima, the Heiminim. Person has snacks, and the Heimine Dadam, Yotza, then you're also Yotze, the Toparnim, Hashivi Tseus, the Shabbos, Miyayan, Rosh Hashanah, the Shimmer, Rosh Hashanah, the Allah. We know that based on the Alephat Talatan Shal Shudas. We know that, we said there's a hierarchy, Lechem, Mizonos, and Peros. No one says Yayin. Meaning, according to some Rishonim, it's enough for Shal Shudas to have Mine Kardima, that's Mizonos things, but they would not say it's enough to have Yayin. Meaning, as far as the Shudas Shabbos, which is better, more Rishonim hold you to be Yosef with Mizonos foods than with Yayin. So the Onim here are saying, there's enough to have Yayin for your Shudas Shabbos. So that then from thus says the Magen Avraham, you see from there that it should come out that certainly because you could have Mine Targima, you could have Mizonos foods, and that would be enough for your Suda. So this is an unbelievable idea. The Magen Avraham says this is what everyone does. The Makar for making Kiddush on Mine Targima, on Mizonos, on crackers, on cookies, on pastries that we all do.
Having Mizonos Targima is definitely.
Yes, Mine Targima is the Heimine Dodon. That's the Magen Avraham is talking about specifically Heimine Dodon. And that makes sense because his point is that it's higher on the ladder for Suda Shabbos. And that is.
I thought you said fruit, though.
Well, yeah. There are some Rishonim that say fruits are not for Shal Shudas. That's true. The Magen Avraham is saying that we know that what's definitely higher is Mine Targima, definitely higher than Yayin. Wine and fruit would be around the same.
That even though you're not Yotzei Suda, you did Shabbos.
Right. 100%.
That's
a tremendous Kiddush. But that's really the owner's Kiddush more than the Magen Avraham. I mean, the owner themselves were very Kiddush. They were able to say that the Kiddush Malchum Suda is enough to have Yayin, even though that's also not a Suda, right?
Right.
The Magen Avraham says for the same price, you might as well, if you're not being a Suda, you might as well be not used to Suda in style rather than not be used to Suda with this strange idea of Yayin.
Talk about the taste, that's a little bit, not the, you don't have the rocks.
Right.
What's the way out?
So with Ora,
even if you don't wash,
right. Right.
I mean,
people don't do this. But with Chorosh should come out that
you rely
if you
on the Rabbis, the second Rabbis for wine.
Right.
Or
if
you,
you can use the Gonim and have two Rabbises, and with that it'll be enough to have.
Right.
Meaning, let's say you're thirsty and you want to have Kiddush Shabbos morning at least. Shabbos morning, you can have Kiddush twice. Or you have, I mean, two Rabbis. Make Kiddush and have a Rabbis and another Rabbis, and that'll help on Pesach. That's the Gonim. Why? Most people think we don't really want to rely on the Gonim. But everyone's relying on the Gonim. The very fact that you're making a Kiddush in Shul on Shabbos morning and having only the Zonos is relying on the Gonim. So you might as well rely on the Gonim if you're relying on the Gonim. That's what it sounds like. Barry Willard, I'll put him, Barry Willard thought maybe, you could still be Machalik, he thought that, yeah, even within the Gaonim, or Yayin, is really funny. At least Mizonos is more Mistaber. So he, what you could hear is what's in Machalik. But if you look in the real way the halacha develops, if we're rewinding the Gaonim, we rewind the Gaonim the whole year. So if you rewind the Gaonim the whole year, you can rewind the Gaonim on Pesach also, just as far as the Yain is
concerned.
Yes, for sure. It's Shulchan Aruch supposed to go up 100%. Right, Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah does point out, well, even without the Mishnah Berurah, we know there are some Rishonim that clearly disagree. Tosfos seems to disagree. And other Rishonim clearly disagree with the Gaonim. They held you need to have specifically lechem for Kiddush Malkum Suda. So there are Rishonim that disagree quite clearly with Tosfos. With the Gaonim.
Isn't the Chashivas for an Indian of owning? I mean, if it's oneg, what's the difference in the
zonas
or the? I mean,
no,
the same cake.
You're right. The oneg was presumably specifically halachic oneg, which is the din of suda shabbos. The din of karasul shabbos oneg, Chazal understood to mean that you have to have a suda shabbos. So whatever Chazal understood that oneg to be, then that's what you need to have. What I'm just trying to point out is that number one, we know there are some Rishonim that disagree with the Gaonim altogether. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishiva Eder that observes that there are some Rishonim which might not have agreed with the Gaonim on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, but if you read them clearly, they seem to really disagree with the Gaonim. So there are definitely Rishonim, significant Rishonim, in the Yonah that the Rishiva Eder points out in Brachos, there are Rishonim that clearly disagree with the Gaonim. So it might be more ideal not to rely on the Gaonim. All I'm pointing out is that we do it on Maisa every week anyway, meaning in an ideal world maybe you shouldn't rely on the Gonim, but we do. The very fact that you have a Kiddush and Shul on Shabbos means you're relying on the Gonim. So if that's true, there's no reason that it should really be worse than Pesach, the Pashtus. So,
what's the longest that you have between the time you make Kiddush and the time you eat something that's no longer called Makkum
Suda? So Rav Moshe writes, he thinks that it's, as long as you have to prepare the Tzarkei Suda, that's enough. The Lashon of the Achronim is Miyad, should really be Miyad.
Right.
The question is, what does Miyad mean?
Right.
So the Aruch HaShulchan starts trying to decide how you figure out Miyad. He has some tools. Rav Moshe writes, Miyad means the normal time you could make Kiddush and then start preparing your meal. Meaning you don't have to make Kiddush when the meal's already to have Kiddush Malkum Suda. For example, Shomrei.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting minhag.
Right.
Shomrei to make Kiddush before, right, that really makes Kiddush before,
right.
They set, and then they set everything up.
Yeah,
that
but
really
he,
goes
but
with...
But the Mekadesh is having...
Right.
Isn't that good enough?
I'm not so sure. Why should it work for us? Why should it work for everyone else? Why should it work? No.
Kiddush Malkum Suda it's.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It might not be only the Gaonim, but at least one part of this is the Gaonim. But we'll find everyone should really have it.
He has cake up there.
Yeah. Right, we'll cover it for everyone. So
why can't it be Moshe that Inyan? Moshe everybody in that Inyan.
Yeah, but then I didn't have Kiddush Malkum Suda. Meaning when I have my, when I'm eating, if the Kiddush didn't work for me because I didn't have Malkum Suda, then the Kiddush didn't work. So, Rav Moshe writes that as long as you have to, well, how can you start with Suda? That's enough. So, Lechora Shomri is a perfect example of that. If you make Kiddush, even if it didn't have the Mazonas up there, as long as, right if you make Kiddush, they start preparing and 2 minutes later they're ready, they're very efficient. I was very impressed.
The trouble is they talk. I don't know whether they're definitely shy also, but.
Yes.
Have to take in between.
No,
the
Mekadesh is not.
No, not from
the
Mekadesh.
He
drank
the wine.
So then with
Chora,
that would be
an important question. And he brings up a good question. Would there be an Indian of Hefsek for the for the people that once
for
the
people that heard the bracha, they talk, you know, before they even go and eat anything.
Oh, yeah,
Does everybody have to have wine?
No, you don't have to have wine. No, right. I think they should make you not drink until you drink. That's the important point.
No, right.
Right. There is a minhag. There are some shuls I've seen that the rav will stand up there, make kiddush, in order for people to go home. People that are older that don't necessarily know how to make kiddush, they point out that European women, older European women, don't like making kiddush because they feel like it's part of being an almana. You know, it brings out the fact that they're an almana. They don't want to make kiddush themselves. Halachically, they can be really make kiddush themselves. Women, they're chayiv also, but women don't like doing it. So there are some shuls that I've seen that the rav will stand there after davening. There's no kiddush in the shul. So make kiddush on just the kos yayin in order for these women or whoever else can't make kiddush to go home and have their suda based on his kiddush in the shul. So they quote, there's a Yalpet Me'am Lois, who's not usually quoted in halacha so much, Yalpet Me'am Lois, who seems to hint to that being done. But it's a very shver minhag, because the rav's not having suda, they're not having suda. The Gemara does talk about it if you have in mind, but it's a very strange way of doing it. There's a Gemara. So, Shomri is much, much better than that. But, but with Lachara, that's definitely true. But with Lachara, that this Gemara is like Moshe Feinstein, who's pointing out that Miyad means long as you prepare the Sarkar Suda, that's already enough. It's even the same room, so. No, I've seen quite Orthodox. Okay.
We started out the whole year with
the
first night.
Louis Ginsburg. Okay, so that is the kul of the Gaonim, which really leads to what we all do. So if we make kiddush ourselves on wine and then have minyan kedima, we should really, there's what to rely on to also have mezonos. To also have wine if there's no mezonos around. That's just some of the background of how you define the seuda. But now we have to get to, thank you, now we have to get, thanks a lot. We have to try to understand the seuda of the minhag. Of what people do is often they'll make kiddush in shul, and then some will go home and make kiddush again, some won't. What's that based on? Where does that come from? And in view of what we've seen, how does that pan out? The Rashbam says, and specifically we're focusing now again on the day. The Rashbam in that studio, the Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, says the very first verse we saw. Rabbi Yehuda said that what does Kiddush Hayom consist of? Borei Pri Hadafen, that's it. Zafti Rashbam, what shot in that din of just saying Borei Pri Hadafen? Says the Rashbam, Asoi Kasu de Chamra, bring a cup of wine, Uvruchi Yomishni, make a bracha, Yomishni drink, Mishum Kavod Shabbos, V'chalit Bein Midas Shabbos, V'midas Chol. The whole point of Kiddush on Shabbos morning is to make sure that you're making a differentiation between the way you eat on Shabbos and the way you eat during the week. This Rashbam is not his own invention. He's really quoting. He quotes it. He's quoting from a Shiltos. Rabbi Chai Gom says this idea. In the Shiltos, which he talks about Kiddush, Rabbi Chai Gom says, Shat and Kiddush during the day is in order to differentiate between meals during the week and meals on Shabbos. Unbelievable idea. Meaning, that's what I was hinting to before. We said, the Gemara says that the Kiddush on Friday night is what? Bichni Sasso. That sounds like it's been Kaddish the Yom. Turning Friday night into Shabbos. But then in the Yom. That's in sharp distinction to finish during the day, which the Rashbam says is more pseudo-oriented. I mean, we saw two opinions in the Rashbam as far as maybe Kiddush Friday night. If it's Mitzah the Yayin, Mitzah the Suda. Sounds like the Rashbam holds that Kiddush during the day is nothing to do with the Yom. That's what we don't say. We don't talk about that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us Shabbos. The only point is to have a Borei Pri Hadafen to start off the meal differently than Shabbos, than during the week.
Well, how's that different during the week?
Because during the week,
you don't have wine.
If you don't drink wine. Even if you drink, okay, but at least formally. But even if you drank wine, when would you have wine usually?
During the meal, you don't start first. At the beginning of the meal.
Exactly. The way we start first is, the way we show it's Shabbos is because we start first with yayin. That's the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, see, this is an unbelievable idea. The point of the Sudas Hayom is from the Kaddish, the Suda, as opposed to Kaddish the Yom. This is an idea where Soloveitchik took this idea to the extreme. He thought that the whole point of Kiddush all the time, or an additional point of Kiddush all the time, is in order to be Kaddish the Suda. Mela, he said, the same thing is true at the end with Yal V'Yavo or with Ritzei. First, if you get Yal V'Yavo or Ritzei, what's Pshat in saying Yal V'Yavo or Ritzei invention? Pshat is not that there's a chiyuv to be Mazkir Me'ena Me'ura, that you have to just mention Yontif or Shabbos invention per se. Pshat is by mentioning in the beginning with Kiddush, and at the end invention, what a person is doing is having bookends declaring that this Suda is the Suda of Shabbos. Mela says, that the Rosh Hashanah said in his own inimitable way, in an imitable way. If a person made Kiddush and then bent without saying Yalviyalo, or without saying Mitzvah, in theory, if he wanted to, he wouldn't have to venture in. He could just have another meal and say Mitzvah on that meal. Meaning it's not a Pagam, he thought. It's a Kiddush, but he thought it's not a Pagam in your benching that you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. Davening, for example, if you don't mention the right davening, then it's just not the bracha, it's not the right davening for today. So the davening is not good. You didn't mention Rosh Hashanah, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh or Yantif or Shabbos. That's it, as far as davening. As far as Shabbos, when you forget the Alviyono or say, the point is not that you're not saying a valid Rosh Hashanah. Your benching was valid, but you had to declare that your Suda is Suda Shabbos. Mela, if you forget Yalviyavo, in theory, if you wanted, if you have another Suda and you say Yalviyavo in that meal, or you say Ritzay in that meal, then that meal is a Shabbos meal, and you don't have to repeat your benching. Meaning, it's a clever way of illustrating.
Was the Rav suggesting that, for example, if you did that, say Shalosh Shuzas or something, you forgot one of the meals, you have to eat a fourth one in order to have three of them
It should come out, let's say, if on the fifth meal, let's say you eat two meals a night, let's say you make Shabbos early, you have an early meal, then you have a late meal. It should come out according to his logic. One could argue, but by logical extension, that you don't have to repeat Ritzay or Yalviyavo, because the whole point of Yalviyavo Ritzay is only a Suda Shabbos, and your Yossi is Suda Shabbos Belaila. For example, certainly if you had a fourth meal on Shabbos, you wouldn't have to repeat Yalviyavo Ritzay, because you didn't need to declare that meal as Suda Shabbos. So the halakhic extension is that far, I don't know if you would necessarily say, but the point is definitely there. He thought the whole meal, the whole point of Kiddush and the Alviyavo, one of the major points that they're doing is declaring this meal to the Shabbos. I don't think he quotes the Stresh Bam, but that idea you see is in the Stresh Bam. The Rosh Hashanah is saying, at least by Suda Sayom, the whole point of Kiddush is to make the Suda into Suda Shabbos. It's Suda oriented as opposed to Yayin oriented.
And he held that Friday night was also Suda oriented?
Yeah, he held at least it was an additional Kiyam Suda oriented.
Which is interesting because he also held that he couldn't have any food on the table when he made Kiddush,
right? Oh, same thing. That's, I think, the point. He based on the line that Gemara says, Chihesi delayed the student leader the Shabbos, to bring the meal with other Shabbos, meaning first you say, we're now about to have, you make the presentation, we're now about to have a Shabbos this meal, then you bring the meal. Meaning, once it's ready there, right, that's you have to first start and then have the meal. It's not so appropriate to have the meal there ready instead of Kiddush, right, because he thought it was only the announcement. Yeah, same thing, right, he thought that's it seems like some Rishon already. That might be one of the pshatim and why you have to cover the chalas in order to bring the Suda only afterwards with other Shabbos. That's the story of Shabbos. Says once their salvation was in a hotel, and he was very upset. Hotels often set up before Shabbos. You know, they set up everything. He was very upset. He wants to cover all the food because the point is not really the chalas only. The point is you should first declare the Suda to the Shabbos and then have the Suda come afterwards. Right. So the Rambam holds that even by Suda Hayom, which is what we're focusing on again, that if you don't make Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat. Says the Rambam, mitzvah, which is what we usually presume, mitzvah barach al yayin, b'yom ha-shabbos, kodem sh'yisot to the shniya, v'zehu ha-nipra, kiddusha rabba. That is kiddusha rabba. What's that kiddusha rabba? So there's at least two, if not more, explanations in the Rishonim of what kiddusha rabba means. Kiddush during the day is called kiddusha rabba. The famous chat is just that it's sadi nahar, just like we told someone, Nebuch, who can't see, but has a lot of light, sadi nahar. So we also call kiddush, it's the minor kiddush, or Shabbos, kiddusha rabba. But other Rishonim say that Shabbos Kiddush Rabba, Rashi, and the Rashbam stand on the page and Pesachim, that Kiddush Rabba just means it's the fact that this is the great Kiddush because this, the only part of this Kiddush is the Bracha, and it's the great Bracha, Berakhir Dachan. Berakhir Dachan is a very important Bracha. So, what we mean is, the Kiddush consists of a great Bracha. It's not the Kiddush that's great, it's the Kiddush which has a very popular Bracha in it. So it's also because it's so small, but that's another kind of Kiddush Rabba means. Anyway, the Rabbi says, "Demnus for Kiddush Rabba, Mevarech Berakhir Dachan Bilvad, B'Shose, V'Achar Kaf Yito Yada V'Yisod." After you drink, then you wash your hands and you have the Suda Shabbos. Says the Rambam, like we usually presume, "Also Lo Adam Sheyitom Kum Kodesh Shir Kaddish." One's not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. But Adam says, "Lo Yei Ela B'Malchum Suda." And this Kiddush during the day, just like at night, has to be B'Malchum Suda. Okay, the Rambam is pretty normative. No real Kiddush there. Except in the juxtaposition between.
Does everybody hope that you don't make a bracha korma after if you have cake and you have the wine? And you don't make a bracha korma before you wash? Or is there a certain amount of time that's
a big meaning if you are having Kiddush right before?
Kiddush, yeah, before the actual Suda where you're going
to
wash.
Yeah, it's a big discussion what to do because. Meaning you're having Kiddush and then having bread and then having cake and you have to wash right.
And then you're going to wash after.
Right. It's a discussion because you're trying to make it part of the Suda, but it's really a super appetizer. It's before the bread. It's a big makotas. Makotas brachos, I think, what to do in terms of, that bread. That cake. There's really no reason to have the cake, though, if you're going to have...
So you should not have... So you would not... You should not have cake.
Right, there's really no reason to look for it, right? Right, I think there's... I think it's better not to have cake. You're going to wash right away anyway. It's really better not to have the cake and not to enter the Sotheg Ruffles. There's Rish Hanenin, nothing to do with the Kiddush. There's Rish Hanenin wise to enter into the Sotheg Ruffles about having an appetizer prior to the benching, prior to the washing. Right, so, but the Rambam does seem to say that you should have, you should wash right after you make Kiddush. That's the passage from the Rambam. But otherwise, there's really no Kiddush from the Rambam. The Rambam just telling us, don't eat before you make Kiddush, only make Kiddush. The Ravid is one of the Rish Kiddush here. Says the Ravid, Hasopas the Ravid on that Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos compared to Tosfos Halachah Yud, says the Hasopas the Ravid, when the Rambam said, Asur lo adam shiyatam kum, kadam shiyat kaddish, one's not allowed to eat before Kiddush, Amar Avram b'chayei Roshi, by the life of my head, in Misvara Amra, if the Rambam said this Misvara, lo savar miyamav svara kut mizu, the Rambam said this from his own cognition, the Rambam never thought of a worse svara, if the Rambam thought of it himself, meaning that Ravid is seems to be hinting to the fact that there's no Gemara like this, he thinks. Must be the Rambam invented it. And if this is an invention, it's the worst invention I ever heard of. Says the Ravid, Ufisha Karu'u Kedusha Rabba Yastuo. He made this mistake because we call it Kedusha Rabba, he thought it was just lie, Sudas Laila. But says the Ravid, very important words, Einatum, it's not true. It's not Kedusha Rabba, he means, it's not really Kiddush. Chikran is Tadish Hayom Bechnisos Olayayin Kodem Cheyitum. Why? Says the Ravid, because what happened? Because as far as the day is concerned, the day already became Kadosh last night. Meaning, the Rambam thought it was the same din. The Rambam, says the Ravid, was confused by the word Kiddush. The Rambam thought Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush Shabbos day, they're both Kiddush. But he says it's not really true. The Ravid, in a lumdish way, says no. Kiddush Friday night is in order to be Mekadosh the Yom. Kiddush during the day, even though it's also Kiddush Rabba, has an entirely a different purpose. It's not Mekadosh the Yom. Therefore, one's allowed to eat before it. He doesn't explain anything more, but what's he driving at probably? Hmm. What the writer probably holds is that the point of Kiddush during the day is not to make Shabbos Kodesh. All it does is that it makes the Suda a Suda Chashuva, a Suda Shabbos, like you were saying from the Rashbam and from others. That the whole point of the Kiddush is to make the Suda a Suda Shabbos. Mela comes out. Right, if you're not having a Suda, you could have a party before. It just happens to be that when you're having a Suda Shabbos, you have to start with a Kiddush. But there's no issue to eat before, because it's not like the Citizen Friday night, which is not right to eat until you're sanctified to Shabbos. There's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's to do really with the Suda, making the Suda into a Suda Shabbos. That seems to be shot in the writing. Just from his, just the logical extension of the word. He almost says that, but he's speaking a little bit for Remez.
What is the Rosh Hashanah?
The record from the Rambam that you can't eat before Kiddush. Yeah, most of you found him all this way.
What's the
record from the Rambam? Well, the Gemara really is like that. The Gemara doesn't say a difference between Kiddush during the day and Kiddush during the night. So the Rambam is really more of a Kiddush to say that it's true, but the star in the Rambam might be that he holds, could be he holds that even during the day it's to add Kiddusha to the day. Or could be he holds it in the Suda, but it's not right to, there's some Pagam in your, either in your Kiddush or in your Suda. If you eat before, it could be the Rambam holds that if you eat before the Kiddush, then there's a Pagam in the Kiddush itself. Right. It might not be a Suda thing, it might be a Kiddush thing. Well, there are several explanations. But as far as the Sudya, the Pashas and the Sudya is that there's no difference between the Shirabba and
the Rosh. Is the Rosh more like the Rashbam because of that?
It's probably, at least, along the same lines in Svara, it sounds like that he's holding them to din in Suda being a Shabbos with a meal. That's why you have to eat before him. So Rabbi Salvechuk said, in a yardstick here, he thought that the minute ha'olam to have Kiddush on Shabbos morning is based upon a tziruf of the Da'onim and the Ravid. We mentioned that we, Pashas, by having Minei Targuma, by having just Mizonos that have Kiddush on Shabbos morning, are relying on the Da'onim. And the Mishabura says it's a little shver, because some Rishonim disagree. So why do we make it a normal practice in Klal Yisrael to have Kiddush, Dafka, and Shul, and then have Mizonos? If Lamaisa were relying on the Da'onim, and other Rishonim disagree. Why do we do that so normally? Why is it such a bit of nachos? So Rabbi Salvechuk thought, no, it might be it's a combination of both the Da'onim and the Ravid. The Ravid holds, you always let's eat before Kiddush. Meaning, let's say the Da'onim are wrong. You know, let's say you hold it to Rishonim that holds, you can't make Kiddush the Malcolm Suda on anything aside from bread. So what's the worst that happens? You're eating before Kiddush. But then the Ravid holds, you're eating before Kiddush. So he thought what we're doing is not only relying on the Gaonim, we're relying on the Gaonim plus the Ravid. That means even that's why by this Tirif, at least you have more Rishonim on your side. Even if the Gaonim are wrong, you have the Ravid to rely on who said you could have Kiddush. You can eat before Kiddush, and then you don't have a problem with Malcolm Suda. That's what he thought the Minos in Pal Yisrael was, which leads to two and a half Minos. Number one is, what about in many shuls they have Simchas Torah at night, they have a Kiddush? Because people are having Hatzafas, usually there's a Kiddush, people make Kiddush, and there'll be a Tardima. So if you're relying on the Onim alone, that should work. The Onim did not say there's a difference between Friday night and Shabbos day. They said you can have Minos Tardima if enough for Kiddush. So according to the Onim, one should have Kiddush and Simchas Torah at night also. But if you understand like the Rav, like a Salvation, so the whole point is that you have to say Kiddush, the Malcolm Suda, together with the Ravid and the Onim. That syrup doesn't happen at night. So the Rav is only saying during the day you can't have, you can eat before Kiddush. At night we hold you can't eat before Kiddush. So according to our Salvation's idea, you should not have a suda at night. You should not have a Kiddush because it won't help for the Rav. Most people do. No, so the pashas is that they're just that schools are right on their own, which is pretty valid. The goal of our Salvation's Kiddush that we also have to throw the Rav into the equation that it wouldn't work for Simchas Torah.
According to the Rambam. Tima is referring to Minei Targima?
Or anything, probably. Anything.
So you wouldn't be able to have coffee before Kiddush on Friday morning?
The only reason we do it is, I think, we presume that the only time Kiddush, the Chiyuv of Kiddush only starts after you finish davening. That's why we have, I mean, even those that have cake something before davening, it's really not so proper to have cake before davening, except if they really needed to help daven. But the only issue there is as far as the davening aspect, but not as far as the Kiddush aspect, because Kiddush never is chal until after you finish Shacharis. So once you finish Shacharis, not once you finish Shacharis, then there's a Kiddush.
Except for that's
Kiddush.
For a man. For a woman.
Yeah, so.
A woman, she would have to make Kiddush first.
Unless.
But without davening, independent of davening.
Why?
If she wanted to eat.
Why should she have to make Kiddush? Really, she also only be chal once she.
Because she has to have Kiddush before.
Right, but also with her, she can only be chal once
she's allowed to eat
davening
before davening.
She can't eat before Kiddush. Right, only once
so
she's done.
So
she has
a scripture Kiddush comes whenever she's been finished. It's mutter for her to eat before that. Kiddush begins before that.
Is that true? Yeah.
According to Ramesh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's familiar. Then he says her feet of Kiddush starts.
According to Ramesh, a woman can't eat before Kiddush.
Because. So she has no
davening,
so this, so that who was really a chumra. Very interesting.
It depends what her minhag is.
Yeah, okay, very okay. I'm put up. Sure.
She normally davenes in the day, since just like a man. But if she never davenes, she realizes normally not wrong. Who says that all they've got to do is kvetch. They are involved. That's what she's done with her tefillah. So then as soon as she gets up in the morning and kvetches to her husband, so then she's already chayav in kiddush.
Who says that? Who's not the best part? So that is Rabbi Salatius' idea, but this comes up with a much more pragmatic nafshamina, which is, according to Rabbi Salatius, what happens when a person comes home from a galo shomer kiddush, or just to make kiddush again?
Right.
Because the whole reason we say you can make kiddush in shul is that we rely on the Gaonim that say it's enough to have the yayin. Number two, the Ravid that you can eat before kiddush. But according to the Ravid, it's not. It's just that we say according to the Ravid, your kiddush wasn't a kiddush now, but eat without making kiddush anyway. But you still have to make kiddush Malcolm Suda in order to be Yosei,
the real
opinion that you need a real Suda. So if you say you need to rely on the Ravid too, then you should have to make kiddush again when you get home. It might be that even if you just hold like the festive approach of the Gaonim, you still put that in make kiddush again when you get home, because. Why does that to be made like the Gaonim if you can also have the other Rishonim that say it doesn't work?
Right.
Do both. Why not?
Right.
Yeah. But
it's just a break your adoption, I mean.
Right, it's just a break your adoption. Right. So that Lechara should work both. There's nothing to lose by making Kiddush again. But according to the Rav, then it's necessary. Because if you need to throw the Rav into the equation, the Rav never held you to make Kiddush Dafka before davening, according to everyone. He said you have to rely on the Rav who says that you can eat before Kiddush, but still, this is not the Kiddush Malcolm Suda. Okay, that's a very important afternoon, which is why a lot of people. So I think either way, again, even without the Rav, just in the Gaonim alone, it's designed to make Kiddush again. But if the Rav says it's even more necessary.
According
but
to Rashbam, it would also be necessary. It's the same with the Machal, with the Shas, with the 12th.
Oh, Lukora, right, from the Rasham also, it should be a din that is making Suda to assume the Shabbos, 100%.
So why? So what's the reason not to? Not to make
No, because if you really remind the Dronim, so you remind the Dronim, right. There's nothing to lose, but... and there's more to gain in the following. There's a Shmua from the Vistarov, the quote from the Vistarov, but he said that lady tells Eichuk, said that he was mad with the doctor to drink on Shabbos morning. And not only that, everyone around had to drink on Shabbos morning. That is, when he made Kiddush on Shabbos morning, Friday night, we know that it's nice to be towing, but the din of being towing, people don't realize you, but the din of being towing on Friday night is nothing to do with Kiddush. There's a real, really din by all kosher bracha. In order to show chavivus for kosher bracha, one should be towing. And it's interesting, meaning we're usually more mathis to be towing from Kiddush than we are, let's say, from a Sheva Bracha's coast, or from a coast, let's say, Valley Bris. In theory, one should really be mathis across the board, or not mathis across the board. Meaning, there's no din Shabbos-wise to have yayin Friday night, it's only a din kosher bracha-wise.
Except for if you can have wine during the meal.
Right. One meal, that's true. But it's interesting. It's really a kosher bracha din. Ristarov thought that by Shabbos morning, there's a din in Kiddush. So there's one way that Shabbos morning Kiddush is more chomer than Kiddush Friday night. Friday night, you really don't have to drink. But Ristarov, the Shmir Shabbos Silchasa actually quotes this. The Shmir Shabbos Silchasa. Yesh Mishomer, that's Ristarov. Shabbat Kiddush Zay Yachbid, Shekol Echad Menem Subin, Hayote Yidei Kiddush, Dab Yitzah Mikosha Kiddush. Whoever is listening to Kiddush should also make sure to drink Kiddush. We come up with Rov Tibur Nardin Hatzah, then most people in Kaiser are not mapped on this Brisker Chumra. There's such a Brisker Chumra. What's the kind of Brisker Chumra to have wine, for everyone to have wine dakra on Shabbos morning, as opposed to Friday night? So there are two explanations for this Brisker Rov. Rav Nitzan Kaplan, who gives a halakha shir in the Mir, he gives a beautiful halakha shir. He's one of the posters in Shabbos Mir Yerushalayim. He gives a halakha shir once a week, actually, to Americans. So he's an Israeli. His wife is from England. There's a Rav Avram Gurvitz, is a big Rav Shiva in England. So he's his father-in-law. So he speaks English, but he speaks a very Israeli English. It's very cute. It adds to the whole Surah Hashir, which is English, his best English, with all the Yiddishisms and Israelisms. He gives a beautiful halakha shir once a week in the Mir, and he's one of the posters in the Mir. So he pointed out there are two reasons that he thinks for this Brisker Rav's Chumrah. He asked different talmidim from in the Brisker dynasty, people that weren't under the Brisker Rav or his Talmidim, and there are two Masoros to what Pshat is in this Brisker Rav of having Dafka Yayin during the day for Kiddush. Number one is that he understood the same idea that we were mentioning from the Rashbam and others, that the whole point is to make the Suda into a Suda Shabbos. So Friday night, the point really is to be Mekadosh the Shabbos. You can be Mekadosh the Shabbos just by listening. But if the point is to make your meal into a meal, which is a Suda Shabbos, then it might be that you have to doctor drink wine to make your wine, to make your meal into a Suda Shabbos. It's not enough just to hear. You have to make the meal look different. That's number one. Number two is that there's something majorly different between Kiddush during the day and Kiddush at night. That is what you say. So Kiddush at night, you say a whole text. So by mitzvos, you can have one person to be mostly someone else. But what's the name of Brit Sanenim? By Brit Sanenim, if I make a charcoal, I'm really not supposed to be mostly you. Each person supposed to be most themselves. Melech finish on Shabbos morning is just Rav Tanenin. It's impossible for me to be most to you just by saying Rav Tanenin. So if we're all drinking, then at least you can be made to that one person is making it for everyone. Then at least it works. But if I'm just saying Rav Tanenin and you're not doing anything, then what does the Kiddush go on? There's just no stress of Kiddush altogether. It has no chalos. There's no point to the Kiddush altogether. So that's the other reason. Just because if it's only Rav Tanenin, there's no way of being most to someone else if they're not having any drink. And number two is that he held it in order to make every person's meal a Suda Shabbos. So the Shmir Shabbos Shachata thought the first way. He thought that the whole point was to make your meal to Shabbos a meal, which leads him to the following question. In the footnote, he asked, Yeshua Vairo, that's a Rizatel, Lama lo yitari at ko echa gushto shmo wud mo yayin. The Shko echa yitza bishtiyos tashigosa l'tarach Suda Shabbos. It's the title of it. And it's the point of, according to the Mishnah Rav, the point is, the way he understood, to make into a Shabbos a meal. So since when do we have this has to be taste a little bit and be yotzei mitzvah? If the din is that you have to make your meal to Shabbos the meal by drinking wine, l'chora should be halachic sanctions. That is, a release of wine. It's not enough to have a tiny bit of wine. So, but we know the Brisker Rav said it's only a din to have a little bit of wine. So why should it be? If the din is to make your student to the Shabbos,
because the whole group, you need a suda for the whole group. and then once you combine everybody together, maybe
he thought that we mentioned yesterday the Rosh's opinion that Shias Kol Mishub and Mitarpin, that's only the Diyavid. But this Kumra is enough to have the Diyavid of Shias Kol Mishub and Mitarpin. Maybe. It could be that Shat. Yeah. Also could be that Shat and the Bishrav is just the other idea that we were saying, which is that the whole point of the Yayin is just, it's nothing to do with the student Shabbos. It's just the fact that since it's only Rosh Hananin, a person can't be most to someone else unless he is having a little bit. Once you have a little bit, then the Rosh Hananin of one person can join everyone, so that's the other Shat and Bishrav. So just to review where we went, we saw that Kiddush Makom Suda itself is a very important din. Welcome to the Rabbi Shmuel, that comes out. We got my Rav, that says you need Kiddush Makom Suda. I'm sorry, we got my Rav, Shmuel, that says Kiddush Makom Suda. Thank you. Let's just start at the very beginning. We went to the general background on the back as far as the mitzvah of Kiddush altogether. It's a din that has some aspect from the Raisa, it's a drusha from the first time of the Chacho, but two opinions of the Tosfos said it's only the Yayin, which is Drabanan, or maybe the Yayin, the Raisa, just the Tima is Drabanan. Then the famous Machlokes, what about Nashim, that Chronim point out. Then Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, if Kiddush Makom Suda applies or not. Rav says no, Shmuel says yes, and we talk to Shmuel, you need to finish Makom Suda. The famous Rashbam, two explanations. Is it din in the Suda, or is it in the Yayin? Yayin Kosher. That, even as far as night is concerned, two opinions in the Rashbam. Three ways to explain Suda. The Tosus and other Rishonim that say it's din after Lechem. The Onim that say even Yayin. Mother Rav says, based upon that, if it's Yayin, it can even be Minas Ardima. And that's how we usually pass in life. We usually say that it's enough to have Minas Ardima. If you have a Yayin, which Bruce says it has to be an additional cup of wine, it's not enough to have the first cup of wine, it has to be something additional. And the famous Mother Rav made the extension to Minas Ardima. Then the Rashbam says a big difference between Shabbos at night and Shabbos during the day is that Shabbos during the day might be a din in Dr. Suda with Kavod Shabbos. And that might be in the Rabbi, but also the Rabbi says you can't eat before Kiddush. The Rabbi says you can't eat before Kiddush. Might be Shabbos, but it's a din Dr. to make the Suda into a Shabbos of a meal, but there's nothing wrong with eating beforehand. Right? So they should combine that Ravid with the Gaonim, so that's what we rely on for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, which has enough meaning for Simchas Torah at night, which you don't have the Ravid, and for the fact that you can make Kiddush again when you come home, which could be a little forward to everyone. There's nothing to lose by making Kiddush again when you come home. And then the Shemir Shabbos Rechasa and others that quote from the Brisker Rav, the idea of having Kiddush again, having Kiddush on Shabbos morning that everyone should take. One of two means, either because of Brisker Nenin, or because you have to make the meal, so Shabbos is the...
Thank you. Thank you for... Very, very good.
And I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.